We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This sounds like an extremely high-class pedophile.
Yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Goofy Cunt Nation. My name is Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you feeling?
I think I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Well, clinically, I'm diagnosed as depressed.
So you are.
But yesterday, I started watching TV at 4:30, and then I was asleep by 8:30.
It's in the realm, for sure. What were you watching?
I watched that Esther Povitsky movie, Drugstore June.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well,
you watch new things, so.
Yeah, she's a comedian who I think is so funny, and I love everything she does. This movie, I was a little disappointed in.
Mm. Maybe you wouldn't be disappointed in it if you weren't depressed.
True. I just think it's hard to make a movie.
Yeah.
I was watching it. I was like, damn, movies are hard to make. Because she's so funny. And I think the cast is really funny. The story wasn't really there for me. I'm hesitant to talk shit because I do love all the comedians in it. And I do think she's really funny. And I did laugh during some moments. But
storyline wasn't hitting for you.
I'm not sure what it was about, to be honest.
Oh, well, yeah.
But to be fair, I guess I knew what Saltburn was about, but there were parts of that movie where I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I watched Palm Springs or whatever the Andy Samberg one is.
I like that movie.
I liked it too, but I even had moments in that where I'm like, what? What's going on? Like afterwards, I'm like, why were there dinosaurs? And Ryan's like, they were on acid. I'm like, okay, but like, what?
I don't even remember the dinosaurs.
I mean, there you go.
I don't remember that movie that well, but I did remember enjoying it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, I think that I had the same feeling with
it. Well, because it used to be straight to DVD or straight to TV. The movies were terrible.
Yeah.
But now I think,
like, straight to streaming, you're like, like, there's a new Weird Face Zac Efron movie coming out called Ricky Stenicki, which is, like, Zac Efron getting back to his roots of just, like, a goofy bro movie, which is great. And, like, John Cena's in it, which is an odd choice. But
my,
like,
dad saw that. He told me to watch it.
See, like, but it went, in my head, it's the same thing. It was going straight to, like, Paramount Plus. I'm like, okay, well, oopsies on your part, Zach. But I don't know that that means anything anymore.
Well, I think now that you have to buy the movie.
Yeah. It's different.
It's different. Maybe not.
But it has John Cena in it. So, like, if you're charging me more than $6... It has John Cena and Roid Face Zac Efron. Like, it's not, I won't pay full price for that. I just can't, on principle.
My dad was like, it has that guy who's trying to be the muscly man. And I was like, John Cena? What do you mean trying to be the muscly man? He just is the muscly man.
He and The Rock both had, like, took the WWE to movies pipeline and made it work for them. I do think John Cena's a good person. That'll get me to watch a movie if I'm like, he seems like a genuinely nice guy. Isn't he the one that has, like, the most make-a-wish? He's, like, done the most make-a-wish scenarios, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. Wishes out of anybody.
How do you know that fact?
I don't know. I'm just on the internet. But, like, it's one of those where, what else are they going to give me? I know he was a pro wrestler. I know he dated one of, like, the pro wrestler diva girls. They had a show. And then he's been trying to be in movies and then is apparently a really good guy. Those are my 4 to 5 things that I know about him. I don't know anything else. I don't know if John Cena is his real name.
I don't know either.
I don't think it would matter. I mean, obviously, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Dwayne Johnson is your name, but if you don't have The Rock in there, I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't know. My dad told me to watch that movie. Mm-hmm. What is it called? Ricky?
Ricky Stenicki, I think.
And then he was like, it's terrible, but you should watch it.
So your dad clearly knows you're depressed as well.
Yeah.
He's like, here's something to do.
Yeah, well, I'm reading this book, Everything is Fucked.
Uh-huh.
And it
That's helping.
Well, it's supposed to give you hope and, like, get out of your nihilism, but it's...
Not. Mm.
I don't know how to get out of depression.
My tactic has been, I have two parts. One, you do just need to, like, feel it. Like, when I know I'm getting depressed or feeling it, I either recognize it as I'm on the way down. I'm like, here we go. And then we just see how long that lasts. Or I realize, like, halfway through it and I'm like, okay. So the two parts are, if I know I'm, like, on my way down into it, I need to just keep on going with it. So I'll, like, read a really depressing book or just watch something really depressing, listen to really depressing music, because I'm like, we've just got to feel all of it. I'm not going to fix it, so let's just, like, wallow for a little bit. And then on the way back up, you have to change basically all of your habits. Not permanently, but you're like, okay, for the next 2 week, whatever, I'm like, I'm not a morning person. Like, I can get up and do an 8:30 morning, like, workout class. I don't want to, but fuck this. Can't do it anymore. Or, like, changing up eating. Like, I just have to change everything because it snaps me out of it. Because I'm not allowing myself to be like, all right, I guess we're going to wake up. And then I guess we're going to sit and watch TV for 4 hours. And it's all going to be Gilmore Girls or How I Met Your Mother that I've seen 8 million times. I'm like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, I've been doing a croissant tour. So I've been trying different croissants throughout the city. So I've just been gaining weight.
That's nice.
You
know, well, to, again, help you just go through the journey, Chip, the cookie place, Chip City, whatever, it's on Bleecker. They, next week, I get their emails. They are coming out with their own version of the croissant cookie, where it's like croissant dough and a cookie mixed together. So... if you need something to look forward to, you got that.
That is so depressing. That's like how I get push notification for Domino's. It's like, just kill yourself.
Yeah, basically. And every week I'm like, oh, that's their new flavor. Oh, exciting.
Your emails from Chip City are your
I get
highlight.
That and, like, clothing emails, and then anything that's from, like, insurance or something important, I'm like, I, like, snooze it. I'm like, read that later. But this one we are interrupting work to read now.
Yeah, the cookie croissant does look really good.
It looks really good. So, add that to the list. Where have you hit already?
I just went to, I have the bag. I've been eating out of my purse.
Incredible.
Is that depression?
Yeah. That's actually, like, you're the poster child right now.
Yeah.
It's only, if you keep that bag and then lick it later, you're really crushing it.
It's that green awning place. It starts with a V. It's right next to,
They're so cool. They're not even branded.
It starts with a V. It's like a French bakery, and it's right next to Cologne. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, I haven't been going to that. I've just been...
Like, this tour started this morning, is what you're saying?
No, it's like I go to Blank Street.
Okay, yeah.
There's a place by me called Three Cups that has really good croissants.
Okay. It's not a bad tour. I'm in full support of this. It sounds delicious.
I applied for an internship today. That is how desperate I am for a job.
Yeah, well. Like, with a bakery? Is that what inspired this? Maybe do that.
Work at a bakery?
Yeah. I can tell you where, because I do my own personal, like, cinnamon roll tour of the city. I can tell you which ones are terrible and which ones are phenomenal. And if you could get a job at one of those places, that would be great for me. So... and sometimes helping others can also help you out of a depression.
I know. I thought about signing up for volunteer work.
Yeah. Volunteer with dogs. Would that make Miley jealous?
Yeah, I might as well just spend time with my own dog.
Yeah, but you already do that.
True.
Where else would you volunteer?
Like, old people.
Okay.
I couldn't pull the trigger. I got too nervous.
I did that last year, actually, in the same position where I was feeling depressed, and I tried to pull myself out of it. And then I went to the intro meetings, all this stuff, and then they sent me the stuff to do. Like, they're basically like, we just need a recommendation that proves you're not a psychopath. I'm like, that's too much for me. And I stopped. I still get their emails, but...
You need a recommendation to volunteer?
That's for this one you did. I don't know. And I don't know if it's just like the level of volunteering that I was committing to, whereas like you were going, this was like your buddy. I don't even know how to describe it.
Like big sis?
Yes, but like I'm the little sis to their much, much bigger, older sis than me.
Oh, so you were going to be like a old person, like...
Companion, kind of, but not in the fact that they needed like legit care. It was more just like, oh, they need someone to just like hang out with them. It was really bare minimum. This shows how lazy I am or how deep in the hole I was either way. But like it was literally like a once a week commitment. And I'm like, I can't do it.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I can't commit to anything right now.
But then maybe that's what you need at the same time. Like in the whole snap out of it way, it's like, well, what else am I doing?
I know.
That's where I was. So I
keep waiting for a job offer to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just rejection after rejection after...
You're actually getting rejected?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got rejected 4 times this week.
Personalized rejections or just the... You can tell that they just clicked a button and...
They clicked the button.
Okay.
It wasn't like, hey, Hannah.
Hey, Hannah. We really enjoyed your insights on blah... Because those are worse, honestly. I've gotten those before. I've also gotten rejected from jobs that I applied to like 8 months prior. And I'm like, okay, well, just like shoot me next time. Like, yeah. You not only in... like. I applied for this. You didn't give me a shot at all, but you decided to twist the knife by letting me know that I figured I didn't get the job after a month. But 8 months later to be like, by the way, you definitely.
By the way, we fucking hate you.
Completely didn't employ you. We like forgot about you because you're so uninteresting, but we really want you to know how terrible you would have been at this job. So just so you know, we did not hire you. I'm like, cool.
Great.
I figured. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
I mean, I'm like, I gotta come out of this eventually, right?
Yeah, you will. It's just, it fucking sucks right now. Right?
I had expired chicken for dinner. I saw the expiration date. You know, you know that scene in Wedding Crashers when he like finds out that Vince Vaughn is getting married when Owen Wilson finds out?
At the end when he's depressed?
When he's depressed and he's reading Don't Jump books.
Yes.
I was watching that with my roommate and I was like, this is the phase of life I'm in. She was like, Jesus Christ.
You're not reading the books yet, but you're close.
Well, I don't drink, so I wouldn't crash a wedding, but I feel like him crashing the wedding and then falling into all the...
The food or whatever it was.
The food and the drum set and the, And then he crashed a funeral. I feel like that's the peak of depression I'm in.
That sounds fun. Again, try something new to snap yourself out of it.
It sounds like a relapse, honestly.
Does, but you wouldn't be drinking. It would just be the behavior. It's not the actual alcohol. I don't know if that's better or worse.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so on Summer House, I know you don't watch it. No. I actually don't watch it either. But have you heard of the drama where this girl, Lindsay
BB.
The blonde.
They're all blonde, but you gotta.
She got engaged and then he broke off the engagement.
Aw.
And now she's saying that he is asking for the ring back.
Oh.
Do you think that if he called off the engagement, he should get the ring back?
No. Typically, if it's a mutual agreement and they're both like, you know what, we shouldn't be doing this, we shouldn't go through with it, I do think you should give the ring back because it's like amicable and you're like, listen, this is a lot of money. And if you're not wanting to be with the person, you both agree to that. Be like, here, have this back. I have no need for it. I don't want to remember this. You get your money back or whatever you need to do. But yeah, if you call off the engagement and she was all for it. Like if he calls off the engagement, she was still like down to get married. She should keep the ring because then she can do whatever she wants with it. Them's be the rules.
I just think it's crazy that he's asking for it back.
I think it's crazy that he's asking for it back when he's on TV and he knows he's going to get like eaten alive for doing something like that.
It's like, how cheap do you have to be?
Yeah. What kind of like you're on Summer House. How expensive was that ring really? Like, you're not George Clooney getting back, like, a $1.5 million ring.
I feel like they all come from generational wealth.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. If they can go on fucking Summer House and then also Winter House. Like, if there are multiple shows dedicated to seasons where it's just like a knockoff Real World and that's your job, it's like the people that have been on MTV's like Road Rules the Challenge for no joke 20 years. I'm like, so you just have no skills. This is it.
I mean, honestly, I thought about applying to Survivor this week.
That would be fun.
And then I watched the show and I was like, I don't want to sleep on the ground.
No. It's like the worst of all the reality because you're not living in any kind of luxury house like you are in any of the other ones. But then you also have the fake drama. So you're like, so I have to be miserable and fake making friends and also being a villain or figuring out what my reality personality is. And I have to sleep with bugs. It sounds fucking miserable.
Well, I thought it'd be interesting because you have challenges, so you have some like thrill to it. That's not just like, okay, I have to pick a fight with this person in this room. You have to like go win a challenge and like push your body to the limit.
But that challenge is like eating weird shit.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I started watching Survivor to play the game tape, and I was like, I don't think I'm
no. So now, are you just, like, are you taking a tour of the different reality shows to see, like, what you could feasibly...
If I were to get back into reality, I would want to do, like, Summer House.
Yeah.
Or something stupid like that. But I would have to start drinking again.
Yeah.
There's no world where I would go to a place called Summer House and continue...
You can't be the sobriety. Sober one in that house.
Well, that guy who asked for the ring back is sober.
Hmm.
So he got sober and then he dumped her ass and now he wants the ring back, which I'm like, that feels like a knot.
It's a lot of life change at once. Honestly, if I were her, I'd be like, fucked up. But you know what? There's a lot that you're dealing with. You should just have this back. Like, we just need to be done.
Well, I think if you ask for a back.
I'm not on reality TV. I would feel bad blowing up his spot. But it's also, there's a reason you're on Summer House. That's kind of your shtick.
I feel like this girl like calls a paparazzi on herself a lot. So yeah, she needs the attention.
All right. Well.
Also, why would you, because my thing is like, why would you want to keep the ring? I guess you could sell it and get
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't, if I didn't want the relationship, I wouldn't want to keep the ring. If the guy broke it off with me and didn't mention keeping the ring, I wouldn't keep it as a ring. Like,
well,
I would turn it into something else.
I had a friend who broke off his engagement and she wanted to keep the ring because she wanted to turn it into a necklace.
Yeah.
Which I find still kind of creepy.
I would either need to sell it because I would just be like, well, this was mine, but this relationship is done. Like, I can't do this anymore. Or I would turn it into something else, but, like, it would have to not look like this.
I would sell it and then go on a trip somewhere.
Yes.
I also have another friend who she got divorced, and she said it was a $27,000 engagement ring, and she took it in the pawn shop, and she got $3,000 for it.
Fuck, yeah.
So engagement rings really have no resale value.
No, they completely depreciate.
So that would be depressing if you bring it into the pawn shop and they're like, she said she watched him like crumble it up. Basically, it just kind of like fell to pieces and he was looking at the diamond and was like, okay, $3,000. And it was a $27,000 ring. And she was like, okay, she needed it to pay her rent.
I mean, but you have to go into it knowing that, like, unless you have some huge, it's either you have a massive diamond, which no one normal does, or you have a normal one and you're like, I'm not getting a whole lot out of this.
That's why when I get engaged, I'm going in and making sure the resale value. I'm going to be like, what can I resell? Like, how much is this? And what can I resell this for? And always look at the resale value when you get an engagement ring.
When it doesn't matter how much decisions.
Yeah.
Take the romance out of it and just be like, what could I get for this eventually?
You don't say how much is this ring. You say how much could I sell this for?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be like an Uber driver who, you know, never cancels the trip, but waits for the other person to cancel.
Yeah. So. Maybe that's your next tactic. Get your driver's license up to date and start Ubering and just having a 2.0 rating.
Because I always cancel.
Yes.
I get further and further away every time.
Yeah.
I would need a card to do that, but.
Spend money to make money.
I was like, I'd give the ring. I wouldn't give the ring back. But actually, even if they asked for it, if he broke it off, I wouldn't give the ring back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he breaks it off, I wouldn't, because I had nothing to do with that decision. I'm like, I don't want this. So you gave it to me and it's mine. If you both agree that it's just like, this isn't working, this was a weird choice, like, oopsies, I think then you give it back.
I don't think I'd ever give it back.
You just, you're keeping that ring no matter what.
I'm keeping that ring. All it was a gift.
It was a gift.
And yeah, I would do the thing where I'd be like, okay, I would push him to say.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What's the internet saying about this situation?
I don't know. I didn't really read into it, but I'm sure. I mean, she doesn't have a lot of
supporters.
Supporters. Like, she's kind of crazy. She's the kooky.
Okay.
She's kooky. So I think people are like, I mean, I'm sure there's some people that are like, she shouldn't have to give it back because he did publicly break up with her. But that's what happens when you're on a public show.
You're on a TV show. Like, no matter what happens in your life for the next 5 years until we all forget that that TV show exists, we all know it.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. And also, so John Mulaney's ex-wife is coming out with a book.
Oh.
And it's
called... I would read that.
Let me see. I think it's called He Called Her Crazy. Yes. So her name is Anna Marie Tendler.
Mm-hmm.
And her book is called Men Have Called Her Crazy, which basically she's saying John Mulaney called me crazy. Yeah. that's what the book is about, I assume.
Is she going to get into, like, his full addiction and all that?
Because
he's done that. He's told, I feel like he has, like, a stand-up special about it. So,
but he doesn't talk about his divorce.
Yeah, that's true. I'm ready to read that. That sounds like it's
so in a brief description. In early 2021, popular artist Anna Marie Tendler, popular artist.
Okay.
You mean John Mulaney's wife?
Yeah.
Checks herself into a psychiatric hospital following a year of crippling anxiety, depression, and self-harm. Yikes. Over 2 weeks, she underwent a myriad of psychological tests, participated in numerous therapy sessions, connected with fellow patients, and experienced profound breakthroughs, such as when a doctor noted, there is a you inside that feels invisible to those looking at you from the outside. Okay, this sounds dramatic.
So it's a memoir?
Yeah, it's a memoir.
Okay.
About her divorce.
That sounds interesting. I'd be into that. I love books that are set in, like, either mental institutions or any kind of, like, inpatient something. I love shit. Like, Girl Interrupted, amazing book. There's a depression read for you. It could get worse. Read that.
But, like, any book reminds that, you, that I have been institutionalized.
Yeah, but I don't think, I think yours was a little different than this.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I wasn't screaming. Actually, there were moments.
We all have our days.
There were moments I threw a chair. I threw a chair once.
That's sick.
But.
This sounds good. I would read that. When is it coming out?
I think it's out, actually.
Okay. I just read my favorite book, which is about a girl with anorexia. I am on a book. It's some novel. And it's fine. I'm on another memoir after that about a woman that was slowly going blind. So maybe this is my next read, and then I need an upper after that.
Did she get out of her anorexia?
Yes. It's my favorite book. I've read it like three times. It's called Wasted by Maria Hornbacher. It's so fucking good. But it, like, trigger warning. If you have any inclination towards
an eating disorder,
you'll figure out how to do it reading that book, because she tells you how. And I think this book was written in, like, the late 90s. So I don't think you're allowed
when to. When anorexia was really killing it.
Yeah. She had, like, it was a lifelong thing for her. Like, she fucked herself up. Because then she has another book that was written a little bit later called Madness, which is how she, like, basically the eating disorder fucked up her brain and obviously her whole body, but she came out of it. But then she was still, like, really bad anxiety and depression, like, all this other shit and just mania and all that. So then the second book is about that. Haven't read that one as much. The first one is, like, just fascinating to me because, like...
Because you could never have an eating disorder.
I am hungry. I'm just like, what? It's also just, like, she outlines all the stuff that you don't... Like, obviously, if you have anorexia, everyone's like, oh, you just don't eat. And she's like, no, that's not how it works. And she's like, you have your safe foods, but you just eat things in a really fucking weird way. I also didn't know that when you stop eating, you develop, like, a coat of fur and all this stuff because your body is freaking out because it can't warm itself anymore. So you, like, look
turn
like a little polar
animal.
Bear. Yeah. It's fascinating. But
interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you want to read it, if you want to borrow it, I don't know if it's going to help your situation, but it is interesting.
Ugh. That's how I know I'm not skinny enough. I'm not.
You're like, I don't know. Oh, she gives tips? No, thanks. That's well, not good work.
Well, my hair on my body's not growing is what I mean.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What's, like, one of her ways, like, she tells.
So, I mean, it's just having, like, weird. She started out with bulimia, which also freaks me out because, like.
Bulimia's not.
It's
for me.
Not for me either. And the biggest reason, which this is fucked up, I'm like, I have spent way too much time and money on my teeth to then rot them away with stomach acid. Among other reasons that I'm sure bulimia would fuck me up. But that's my number one.
Bulimia also fucks up your stomach. Like, yeah. The way it looks.
Well, yeah. And so, like, and obviously anorexia. So she, like, swung in completely two different directions. She went bulimia route and then swung into anorexia. And she said the same thing. Like, her intestines, like, her entire digestive tract is fucked still. Because you don't really allow food to stay in it. And then you don't give it enough food and all this stuff. So, like, there was that. She just said there's, like, weird food, like, she describes eating yogurt and she's like, it would take me 3 hours to eat like a cup of yogurt because you basically like dip the spoon in it, let all the yogurt fall off and then like lick the spoon in a weird way. It's like pornographic.
Is she also unemployed? Like, how do you have that much time to eat a yogurt for 3 hours?
So this is all happening when she was like in high school into college.
Mm.
So she wasn't working necessarily, but then she also was. She lived in D.C. and worked as a reporter for a little bit. But as more of like an internship, I'm not really sure. Yeah, the whole where were you getting money from thing, that part's never really explained. And I think the answer is
parents.
She was 18 and parents.
Interesting.
So that does make it harder with that. But
if you were to have a memoir based on a past relationship, what would it be called? I think mine would be, men would call her sleepy because I sleep a lot.
That's good. Mine would be, you don't marry the girl you meet at a bar because an ex said that to me and is now married because we met in a bar and that was like his like killer when we broke up. He's like, well, I knew we were never going to get married, Skylar, because you don't marry the girl you meet at a bar. I'm like, okay, we're also 22, but that's not part of this conversation.
And then you met your husband on Tinder. So. Yes.
So fuck him, number one. Number two, he is now married to a girl that he met at the same bar that we met at because she was a bartender there. So I'm like, you just met me because I looked good that night. She worked there, but all right.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, you mean everyone else that we know that's in a relationship? And yeah, also, I'm like, I took it a step further. I didn't even meet him in person. I married the one I met and swiped on because he had really good abs. And look where it got me.
And now you're married.
Now I'm married.
God, so, that is so harsh.
Yeah. At the time, it really was. And then when I found out he was dating the girl he ultimately married, I'm like, oh, go fuck yourself. And then I felt fine about
it. What does he do?
That's a great question.
Oh, you don't know?
No. Cars? Something to do with cars. So, okay. You know, right up my alley.
I just think of the cartoon movie.
Mm-hmm. He is a car. He turned into a car. I have never seen
Transformers.
Lightning Rod, something. I don't know. Sure.
Interesting. Okay, so do you know who Barry Keoghan is?
Yes.
And he's dating Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
Okay, I'm obsessed with this relationship, but I also am very disappointed because I really thought I was going to marry Barry Keoghan. Like, I really thought I had a chance with him.
You still do. You never know.
It's one of those things where he's not hot. You know what I mean? He's, like, kind of like, weird looking.
It's the weirdessence for guys. It's the Jeremy Allen Whites. It's the guys that you're like, what are we all into? But everyone's into it.
Without fame, they would be weird looking fucks.
Yes. Jeremy Allen White is extremely talented, but like that's the kind of caveat you need to give someone who isn't very attractive.
I used to think he was so hot. So before, this is when he did Shameless.
Yeah.
We have a good mutual friend.
Oh.
And I was like, can you hook me up with him?
Yeah.
And my friend was like, sure. Like, you can meet him. Why don't you just meet him and like see?
Incredible.
He was not into it at all.
Why? When was this?
First? This was like 2016.
Okay.
And 15, 16. And I don't know. He wasn't into it. I can't.
How did you meet? Like, where did you meet him?
We met him at his the woman he married. Mm-hmm. So they were just friends at the time. Mm-hmm. I met him at her house.
Well, I think that was probably the first.
I think he was in love with this girl.
Yeah, I don't think going to be interested in you. I think he was kind of laying the groundwork for something else.
But also, I was my heaviest I ever was. I was drinking a lot.
So you're saying now you just have to get Rosalia out of the picture and you're in.
No, there was no interest. I could feel it immediately. There was no interest in me. But that's okay. But even before he got really famous, because he was still famous, but I wouldn't say he was like super.
Well, because Shameless was such a big deal, but he was famous in the scope of like being part of.
He was like a B-lister.
Yeah, he was in the group, but he wasn't famous for being himself the way he is now.
Exactly.
Yeah,
this is pre Calvin Klein. And when I met him, I was like, oh, they're like. It is interesting when you see a celebrity and you're like, okay, I really want to like date this person. And then I met him and we hung out like in a group. We never hung out one-on-one, but in a group a couple times. I was like, oh yeah, there's no chemistry here. And like, that's crazy. I really thought I was going to date this guy.
Like you thought you were walking into that room. You were like, and here we go.
And I was like, and he's going to be in love with me.
How could he not?
And then I met also the woman who became his wife, and she's also very gorgeous and, like, has an aura about her that's very, like, celebrity in a way that I do not. Like, they just, together, were just very charismatic. But it was definitely a wake-up call to my self-esteem.
That'll do it, yeah.
To be like, oh, I really think I'm going to marry this person because he's a celebrity. And then you meet him and you're like, oh, not even close.
Yeah. Oh, no, never mind.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But Barry Keoghan is one that I'm like, oh, we would be together.
Mm-hmm. But then Saltburn came out and that fucked you too.
No, well, I was thinking when I saw Saltburn, I was like, oh, this guy, because he's so, because I don't think he's as attractive as Jeremy Allen White.
I think they're on a similar playing field. It's like, it is just something about them where, A, I think a lot of it has to do with, like, they've got good hair right now, and they've both gotten pretty fucking jacked. That will transform a face in a way that nothing else can.
That's true.
Like, I've dated people that had incredible bodies, and then in hindsight, like, I'll show people now, they're like, oh, like, what was your ex-boyfriend like in college? I'm like, this was him. They're like, are you sure? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. You should see him with his shirt off because that's all that mattered to me. And at the time, that's all I thought I could get. Like, great body, weird face.
Are you saying your husband has a weird face?
No, I'm saying my husband is extremely out of my league and has both. Like, he'll have to divorce me before I will ever leave because I'm like, I can't let this happen.
See, this is why I always date down. I like to feel secure.
Yes, see, and by contrast, I am on the edge of my seat on any given day.
Yeah, I have too much anxiety to date a hot guy. Yeah. I can't have him potentially floating away.
No.
Not that I'm saying Ryan's going to leave you, but...
But, like, he could. And we would all just be like, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Then if I were to leave, everyone would be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, fuck.
I think you're underestimating yourself, Skylar.
I don't know. Regardless, Barry Keoghan. I think they've gotten really, really hot.
Is it fame? Is it fame hot or are they hot? I don't know.
I think it's fame hot. I don't think they actually are hot.
Yes, but Barry Keoghan, I was like, oh, he's so attainable. And then when I saw him dating Sabrina Carpenter, who I think is one of the hottest girls right now, I was like, again, just.
What you have to do, start watching TV shows that are on like USA Network. And what was Shameless on? Not HBO.
Something. Showtime.
Start watching those like ensemble shows and just look through the cast and be like, that one. And be like, I can see into the future 5 or 6 years. We're going to lay the groundwork for me now with that guy. And then when he's really hot soon and you're hot already, and it'll be like, this makes a lot. Like, people will see it and be like, this makes a lot of fucking sense.
I think I should start with like, day player on CSI. You know, someone who gets murdered, someone who potentially is a murderer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could start with a series regular. I think right now, where I'm at in my career, I need more like a guest star role.
You need like a CSI colon whatever new city. Like, they have
CSI Miami.
They've done murder. Miami. maybe like a Chicago Fire kind of person, or Chicago MD, or Chicago whatever other shows they have. Look in those casts and just be like, that one will do. And
or then maybe
send
like
them a DM.
Or maybe like an off-Broadway play.
You know what? If we want to make that a series, we can make this a weekly thing where we're just going to go to some off-Broadway play in search of Hannah's next great love.
But I think I want to marry someone who has a little bit more money.
Al Pacino started on off-Broadway stuff.
Oh, did he?
I think so. And then here we are.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we start there.
Start there. And then just identify the talent. The face will come secondary, as it should, clearly.
I'm like a talent agent for this
for
pussy.
For yourself, for your relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it.
Be like, he has a lot of potential. I think he could grow into a series regular.
And also my husband.
Yeah. And then he's like, I met her when I was no one. I met her when I was doing this little play off Broadway. Maybe we don't even go off Broadway. Maybe we just do little plays.
Plays. Little plays.
Hole in the wall plays.
Exactly.
Like Smith Jared from Sex and
yes.
the City.
See? And we saw how well that worked out.
Damn.
I think we found it. Found the new tactic.
This is so creepy.
Way. Like, people will always have more respect for that relationship, too. What's his name? Kendrick Lamar. He and his wife have been together forever. She was with him way before he made any money. He's obviously extremely talented. He's incredible. I'm a huge fan. But they're like, oh, and yeah, fuck yeah with his wife because they look so good together. They're so great. And she was with him through everything. You can be that.
I just have to believe in a man's career.
You just have to believe in him. So, like, dig deep. But if you can see the talent, like, some people are really good actors just in a really shitty play. So we're probably going to have to see a lot of really shitty plays. But you'll be able to identify the guys that are, like, the diamonds in the rough and too good for the play that they're actually in. They just haven't had the opportunity yet.
Mm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely something to think about.
Give us something to do.
Give me something to do. Well, so right now there is a week-long nude cruise, speaking of places to meet someone.
Oh.
It's a 2,000-person cruise of all nude people. And one of the reviews is, cruises seem to be for people who like to eat and lie around. So there were a lot of large people.
Oh, someone did this.
Yeah, someone did this. And then the review was, also, most people don't seem to be comfortable in being nude in public until later in life. So the crowd was older. I'd say it was 20% attractive, 20% average, and 60% unattractive.
Awesome. Where did this cruise to?
It went to the Caribbean.
Okay, obviously.
It was just
run of the mill.
I went on a cruise, I told you this, last year, a year and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago?
Yeah, time flies.
Time flies. 2 years ago, I guess. And I was put in cruise jail.
I mean, at least you had clothes on.
Yeah. For bringing mushrooms on the cruise.
Ah.
They found my purse, they opened it up, and they put me in cruise jail.
What the fuck else are you supposed to do on a cruise? Of course you would
bring fruit. I know. Of course I brought drugs on a cruise. I'm fucking... Like, I was 30 years old.
Honestly, that's the best place for it to happen. For you to just be shrooming out on a boat. You're not gonna... I guess unless you fling yourself overboard.
I bet those fuckers took the drugs.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Cruise people... Cruise director, not on shrooms. How do you do that job sober? People performing on a cruise ship.
I mean,
you have to be on.
I was like, honestly, when they took away my shrooms, I'm like, put me in jail. This is the same shit. Sober cruise.
Yeah, no. What is cruise jail like? Is it like
they put you in a room and then they have like just like an empty room and then they have a security guard on the outside and they had to be detained for 24 hours?
That's annoying.
But I just watched TV. I was like, fuck this.
It's like, okay, well, that's what you were going to do anyway.
Yeah.
Did you, like, still eat? Did they give you, like, the cruise food?
Yeah, you could have the cruise food.
Okay, so you're like, can I just please have my unlimited soft serve ice cream? Keep it coming?
It was those Virgin cruises. You know, the Virgin.
Mm, yeah. Were you the only person in the jail cell?
I was the only person in the jail cell.
Only person in cruise jail.
Yeah.
No one else on this cruise was...
I mean, I think people brought drugs. They were just a little, they were better at hiding it.
They concealed it better.
Yeah. So I can't imagine being on a nude cruise sober.
No.
But I do think it'd be a good place to get over your body dysmorphia because cruise people are so I guess I shouldn't say that, but
it would be a nice ego boost.
Yes.
I feel like if you were having issues, yeah, I agree. If you had issues with how you looked and then you go on a cruise, you're like, I mean,
I look pretty fucking
I'm
good.
I'm actually kind of crushing it.
I would go on a nude cruise just to bring up my self-esteem.
Get over a few things?
Yeah.
Would you go with someone you knew? I would have to go alone. I couldn't go with someone else.
I guess maybe like a partner, right?
I don't know that I'd want to go with Ryan.
Yeah. I guess you would have to go alone.
I would go alone. Like, I would use it as, like, a therapeutic thing. I'd be like, you can't come because, like, I see you naked a lot. So I would rather do this alone. Like, I feel like to get over something, I would need to see all these unknown bodies.
Yeah. 60% unattractive, if that's the review.
Now, what was it? 15, 20% hot?
Yeah. Attractive, not hot.
Okay.
Attractive is, like, a soft hot.
Yeah. So is the person reporting on this? Like, were they, like... I'm just fascinated by how you go and then bring back a review of a...
It's like, who knows how hot this guy was?
Right.
But...
What are the activity... Because, like, you know how they have, like... I'm thinking of, like...
It does sound like a cesspool, right?
Yes. It sounds really dirty.
Well, there were a picture of all these nude people by a pool, and I'm like, this looks so dirty.
To be fair, there are people at pool parties in Vegas that are fully clothed, or, like, fully clothed in the sense of, like, wearing bathing suits, and those pools are apparently, like, disgusting.
Covered a little.
Yeah, but, like, once it's in the water, it's in the water. Like... So I don't know if that's better or worse. Cruises are also just notorious. Even when they are normal cruises, they're also cesspools.
I just can't imagine sitting in that cafeteria just
bare
butt-cheeked.
Yes. No. Eating, like, dinner time where everyone's, like, inside the thing, like...
A naked person buffet? That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Are the people working on the cruise, are they also nude? Like, are there nude performances? Is your waiter on the cruise also nude?
I imagine. What,
is the captain
nude? Is that
nude?
The 20% attractive is the people that are working
Maybe.
There?
That's the memoir I would want to read. I worked on a nude cruise. Men have called me clothed. I don't know.
I wonder if people are just constantly having sex on this thing.
Yeah, also, like, do you get over just being, like, turned on by people pretty quickly? Because after it would get boring, you'd be like, that's
well,
a penis.
Well, in their review, they said the boners are almost non-existent, which I think is hilarious because that means these people are really not hot.
Yeah.
If there aren't boners everywhere, this is a fugly cruise.
Yeah.
So then what's the point of going on a cruise if is that horrible to say? What's the point of going on a nude cruise? God, a nude cruise if everyone's just fucking gross?
I think you're there for like... a greater purpose.
What's the purpose?
I don't know. To be nude and be fine with it. I'm not sure. I think there are plenty of people out there that are like just naked people. Like, did you ever hear of people like in college or something where you would be talking about things? You're like, oh yeah, we were naked in my house all the time. I'm like, what?
No, but you went to school in Kentucky.
I did. But that's even worse because I don't think, like, they're still very conservative. They're just racist and some of them are bad people. Not everyone. Louisville was actually very liberal in a lot of ways, which was great.
No,
but, like, there's always some weirdo that was just, like, blown away by normal things or would just, like, casually throw into conversation just something mind-blowing about their home life. And you're like, what? That's not how the world works.
No, I did not have friends who were like—
They weren't friends. Let's be clear. These were not friends. But it would be like some weirdo in your creative writing class. And that was also supposed to be like a safe space for exploring your feelings. And they would be like, yeah. And then like, we walked around naked in my house all the time on the weekends. I'm like, that's gross.
That is so weird.
It's very weird. But there are people like that where they're just like, oh, they understand how society works. But when they're in the confines of their own home, they're just naked. So I guess you're going on a cruise to be like, well, I don't want to be restricted by society, so I'm going to go on this boat and take my pants off.
Do you think people prep to go on this cruise? Like, do you think they get waxes and shit?
I'm sure some people do. I think they're also... I think there are some that are just like, no, this is finally my time to just like let loose and be myself.
I've
and they
never
are just like
thought,
letting it all out.
I've never had being like, oh, I'm getting naked. That's letting loose. Like, it's the worst feeling to be naked in front of someone. Yeah. I get so nervous and anxious that I don't know how people are like, oh, this is
freeing.
Freeing.
This cruise.
Like, I'll fuck a guy and then like cover myself, you know, yeah. like.
Sheets up.
Like I'm hiding or, you know.
Yeah.
So to walk around just flaps a-blazing is crazy to me.
Hair everywhere. How much Lysol do you think that those boats go through?
How many loose hairs do you think are in that
saucer?
Oh,
they're just sweeping things. The Roombas on those boats are just clogged all the time.
I think about when I had this horrible boss who was like the Devil Wears Prada type of situation. Mm-hmm. And he had me sand his teak wood bath mats. And I did it outside in his backyard because this was in LA. And I sanded the bath mat and the pubes came off the mat and hit me in the mouth in the wind. And that's what I think about a nude cruise.
Oh, yeah. You would just be vomiting constantly.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Like, I just imagine that a heavy wind blows.
And it's just.
On the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And it's just hair hitting your mouth.
That's gross. I just feel like it would be very, because it's a cruise, so you're obviously outside. So there's got to be a lot of sunscreen going on, too. Just seems like a very hairy, greasy place. And those are two of my least favorite things.
Hair and grease.
I don't like greasy things at all.
And on top of that, you're paying for this.
Yes.
People are paying money to get naked in front of other people. I guess it is a crime otherwise. So
yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you're just
you're going to prison. So I guess you have to pay money if you want to get naked in front of other people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hard pass from me, but live your life.
Okay, so we have a little bit of time left. You sent me an article about there's a $10,000 baby photo shoot.
Yes.
Do you want to explain it?
I don't even know how. It's basically people that, like, it's parents that are spending thousands of dollars with their, like, newborn. These are, like, tiny, tiny babies posed, like, in just weird portraits. Like, the header of the article is a baby in, like, a first class little bubble thing on a plane. With their ticket and their little passport and a little eye mask, and they're posed that way, like on a mini plane. What are some of the other ones? There's one that's dressed up like the Ramones, just lounging in a leather chair, like he's strung out. There's a baby in her princess room. Like, it's fucking weird. And these are like $10,000 photo shoots. And I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I do not like gender reveals, like the elaborate gender reveals. I want you to tell me, like, oh, we're having a boy or a girl, or we don't really care. We're having a baby. I'm like, sick. Enjoy.
I think eating cake seems fun, but.
But, yeah, cutting into, see, and that's low stakes. Like, cutting into a cake and being like, it's pink. We're having a girl. I'm like, congrats. That's all you need. I don't need you to have fireworks exploding in pink or blue, or, yeah. Like, when people do the thing where they, like, throw a baseball and then hit it, and then it explodes into pink or blue dust. Like, all of those are fucking weird. I think you have too much time and money on your hands, but this is worse. And I feel like those people, when their baby is born, then do these photo shoots. And it's just creepy. Like, Texas mom, recently had her daughter Iris photographed by newborn photographer Lindsay blah, 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 outside of Dallas. One photo shows Iris sitting in a high back chair, draped in pearls, dressed in a bathrobe, turban, and slippers. The photo shoot captured the personalities of her and her husband, who envisions her daughter as a future spa buddy. Most people, when they look at the price of these packages, are going to turn and walk away. Let's be real, the photographer said. But to me, it felt like it was worth it. The mom said. To me, it felt like it was worth it. I know when she looks back on the photo, she'll get a kick out of it. There's a picture of me wearing my brother's underwear on my head, eating like a powdered donut. And I think like socks and a diaper. Pure 90s, pure chaos. I get a kick out of that picture. And my mom did not spend any money at all on it. This is weird.
Yeah, to spend. Well, it's like you're paying for like a miniature. Right, like you're paying for all the miniature, like the Ramones picture of the baby.
It's like a miniature pool table. Dollhouse. It's like playing in a dollhouse, but with a real live baby, and also spending $10,000 on it.
But that's such a Texas thing to do.
It's an extremely Texas / Midwest Southern thing to do.
I love
this. Doesn't happen on a coast.
I love that in the article it was like, most people, men mostly. Mm-hmm. Are appalled by the prices.
Yes.
It's like every dad is like, what the fuck are we paying for? I mean, imagine you want your kid to be a spa buddy. Those are the kind of people that like have.
Those are the types of people that are like angry and disappointed when their child turns out to be gay instead of just being like, all right, well, happy for you, like you're still my kid. I don't see why this changes anything. This is someone that's gonna be pissed.
Yeah, they're like, we spent $10,000
on your spa day photo and you're telling us you don't want to be a spa day girly. That's not your vibe. Go fuck yourself. And then they don't speak for 20 years. Here's a fun quote. Like, to craft the sets for all of this, the photographer orders tiny furniture from overseas prop makers and hunts Etsy, eBay, and antique stores. When a client said they drank Bud Light beer, she found miniature Bud Light Christmas ornaments online. Mind you, again, for a newborn baby photo shoot.
This sounds like an extremely high-class pedophile.
Yes. Who? Or the parents are just fucking idiots. Certain things are funny. A baby with a beer in its hand, like, there's, again, photos of me. There's a picture of me, like, chugging a martini glass at a wedding. There was nothing in it, I don't think. But, like, ha ha ha, so silly that a little kid is drinking something. But you're finding Bud Light ornaments to make it look like your kid is, like,
crushing
beers.
That's going to be a good pick to bring to rehab.
Yeah. They're like, where do you think it started? And they're like, I already know. She's made tiny wine glasses with resin and mini tacos from clay. Who is this woman? When a client asked for a Game of Thrones themed photo, she and her team fashioned 200 tiny swords out of modeling clay. Why?
It's a pretty good photo.
It's really cool.
Is it worth $10,000 though?
No, but also like the fact
that. What would you spend $10,000 on? That is ridiculous.
Laser hair removal for my entire body from the neck down.
Mm. That's a little crazy because I've done that. I did my nipples, I did my legs, I did my armpits, and it doesn't last.
Oh, I know. $10,000 though, like it'll get me enough follow up sessions that it's not going to grow in as badly. But like, that's the level of crazy that I like $10,000 on something that isn't at this point like a boring thing, like a down payment on something. I don't know. Not on a kid. My kids are never getting thousands and thousands of dollars of anything unless that's just where inflation has taken us by the time I have children.
Well, it is pretty mind-blowing that there are multiple people who are willing to spend $10,000. But that's Texas.
That's Texas, baby.
The taxes there are a lot better than here.
You know what this reminds me of? And this is morbid. You know how, like, when photos, like, cameras first came out, when people died, they would take, like, post photos with the dead bodies. Did you ever see The Hours with Nicole Kidman?
No.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert, that movie's 20 years old, so I'm going to ruin it for you.
Great.
She's dead, and her kids are dead, and they're haunting a house, but they don't know that they're haunting a house because, like, something within the spirit, whatever, hasn't let them leave the house. So they don't know that they're not alive. And they find photos of themselves, and they just thought they were family photos. And, like, I think the kids see the dad. They ask why the dad's not there. He went off to war. It's a weird thing. But then they discover later on in the movie that they're dead and they were posed dead in those photos. And that's what those photos are. So that was a thing that actually happened. You can Google it. It reminds me of that. I know the kids aren't dead, but obviously they're newborn babies and they're asleep and they're doing just, like, those supposedly cute little things where they're, like, propping their heads up like this. Except they're dressed as Game of Thrones characters with a sword doing it. Because they're all asleep in all of these. And it creeps me out to the same level that the dead 1910s photos creep me out. It's not like it's a toddler dressed up in a funny costume. That would be a completely different thing. Also ridiculous to spend $10,000 on, but like at least the kid's aware. This baby is all of probably like 3 weeks old, propped up wearing a weird costume in a bathrobe and pearls. Like what? I can't get on board.
Trying to think of what I'd spend $10,000 on. Maybe Ozempic.
Even now, after all these articles are coming out where it's like, your intestines will never be the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
There's apparently, like, I mean, obviously, it's not meant for people that don't need it, so people are abusing it and whatever else. But, like, it does fuck up your digestive tract a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you need to be willing to...
Remember that scene in Fleabag that was like, would you be willing to shave 5 years off your life to have the perfect body? Her and her sister raised their hands and everyone else in the seminar didn't.
Yes.
That's kind of what it feels like. I mean, everyone's shaving a few years off their life to have...
to look great now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Trust me, I love a great bikini pic that makes me feel awesome about myself. But I do want to know that I can eat food when I decide to eat food normally. And not
have it fuck up.
Yeah. Not have it either get stuck in my intestines or just run through me and then I'm a disaster. Like, I like to have control over that aspect of my life.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, those machines that like shake your abs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd spend not $10,000, but that's something I would spend. That's a little ridiculous.
I would just spend I mean, I don't think this is probably like two sessions, but I would just get like a personal trainer or something.
I know, but that's work. You know, that's money and work.
Right.
If I'm spending money to have a perfect body.
I know. My teeth. I want veneers.
You want veneers?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like veneers look like horses.
They do when they're not done well. But I don't know that $10,000 gets me like the good
dentist.
Don't
they have to knock out all your teeth?
Yes. But I have to knock one of them out anyway. The one that I have the most problems with needs to come out and probably will soon. I'm very stressed about it. It's a baby tooth that doesn't have an adult tooth. So, like, I lose that and I look like a pirate.
Your front tooth is a baby tooth?
It's fun. I don't want to touch it. I'm scared of it right now. I truly think I'm on my last year with it. I have stress dreams all the time. But I don't want the full top. I want maybe, like, 6 to 8. I actually like my two front teeth. So if they only could do, like, on the sides, I don't know if that's possible. But, like, just go on the sides, give me veneers.
If you're doing the 10 grand, you might as well drop it for all of them.
I might as well, but, like, but that's what I'm saying. If it's if they're good, good veneers, I don't think 10,000 actually makes that much of a dent. I think really good veneers and a very good dentist, we're up there.
But what, at least how much it do you would think that costs?
In my head, that's a $20,000 thing. I don't know why. I probably read it somewhere once, and that just stuck with me.
I have no idea how much good veneers are.
I'll do my research and let you know.
Oh, update from last week.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who tased her boyfriend.
Yeah.
They are still married. My friend saw the clip on Instagram, and she was like, hi, friend of a friend. They're happily married, and they have 2 kids.
Damn. So do you think that was the only tasing incident?
I don't think she's tasing him on the regular.
I mean...
Yeah, I guess.
Who's to say, really?
Yeah, I guess if you own a taser.
But good. I'm glad that their Cinderella story worked out. That's nice.
Unless she is tasing him on the regular.
Yeah, just keeping him at bay all the time.
And that's
like,
why he's
morning.
Smiling. He's like shocked.
He's just so fucking happy in all those photos because he's like, she's not doing it right now. Life is great. I love everything.
Or she is shocking him and his mouth is just getting blown back into a smile.
Yeah. Good. That's great news.
Okay, we have to go. Any final thoughts?
I mean, just keep me posted on your croissant journey.
Yeah, if anyone has any tips for how to get out of a depression, feel free to DM me.
We'll take it all.
All right.
Leave it on a high note.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.